USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden on Saturday said he doesn't plan to veto a bipartisan infrastructure bill if it comes without a reconciliation package, walking back a declaration last week that he would refuse to sign it unless the two bills came in tandem. The comment angered some Republican lawmakers, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who said the president was threatening to veto the bipartisan deal in remarks on the Senate floor Thursday. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, told journalists at a regular briefing that Delta has been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations.
There is currently a lot of concern about the Delta variant, and WHO is concerned about it too. Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Some family members of the people who remain unaccounted for following a residential building collapse in South Florida have grown impatient as officials urge patience during the slow, painstaking rescue efforts that are likely to continue for days. The families of the dozens still unaccounted for following Thursday's partial collapse are growing impatient, desperate for faster results from the search and rescue crews who have been working around the clock. Five people have been killed after a hot air balloon hit a power line in Albuquerque, New Mexico, early Saturday morning. The basket the passengers were riding in detached from the balloon and crashed, according to the city's police department. Chief Harold Medina.
You know, it was a tragic scene, and in 26 years, it's one of the scenes, I guess, that hit me the most, because it was just such a beautiful moment that led to such a tragic ending for these individuals involved. It just really emphasized the point of how really, no matter how big we think we are, we're still a tight-knit community.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Minutes after Derek Chauvin was sentenced for the murder of George Floyd, Floyd's family gathered to share their reaction that it wasn't quite enough. The family joined civil rights leaders outside the Hennepin County Government Center, where Chauvin was tried, convicted, and sentenced. The aunt of Floyd, Angela Harrelson.
I was expecting more. You know, that is why I don't like not get my hopes up high. When we talked about it, historically, when it comes to the judicial system, most of the time it's not in our favor.
They're looking for answers in Surfside, Florida. Dan Naraki reports.
More than 150 people remain unaccounted for in the collapse of a 12-story Florida condominium tower. At least five people died when the building in Surfside near Miami partially collapsed on Thursday. Rescue efforts have been hampered as firefighters continue to fight a blaze inside the rubble of the building. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says they are determined to find the cause of the collapse of the tower, but tells CNN that their primary concern is still searching for survivors.
Buildings in America do not fall down. The only time we saw buildings fall down was in 2001. And this was eerily like that, because we had two pieces of the building fall down separately, right on top of each other, and then we had a fire that we've been fighting for days. Something was very wrong with that building, very, very wrong, and we're going to get to it. But we're not going to get to it today, we're not going to get to it tomorrow, or the next day, because we're only focused on bringing people out alive and getting them back to their family.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.